wind down another successful summer. For some of you, it might be the first time that it dawned on you to devote a life to faith. I mentioned to Rav Netanya last night that I'd like to talk to you today about the opportunities and challenges of chinuch. It might have been a little bit different than you expected. It reminds me of an incident that there was a policeman that worked for a fascinating bureau that in their system, they decided instead of discouraging people from speeding by giving them tickets, giving them fines, they would go around and follow people who drove, and if they drove well, they would actually give them a rebate. They would give them a cash reward. So a policeman pulls someone over, and he finds a fellow who's actually been driving well, and he says to him, you know, you actually are entitled to a rebate, but before you get it, I'm just curious, what are you going to do with this $300? So the guy says, I'm going to buy myself a license. So the policeman's a little taken aback. He says, what? And the woman says, and his wife, who's sitting next to him in the car, says, don't listen to him, he's drunk. The policeman flabbergasted, and then the fellow in the back says, how could he be drunk if we just stole the car? So the policeman says, pull over, everybody out. And they pull over, and then a kid jumps out of the trunk, and he says, have we passed the border yet? The marshal over here is that sometimes you pull over somebody, and it's not exactly what you expected. What you got into was something a little bit different. In B'siyata D'Shmaya, I'd like to share with you the challenges and opportunities as I see them in my few years as being the Tanakh, and what is a particular unique opportunity in our generation. When people talk about the challenges, I'd like to focus a little bit about those challenges being actually fantastic opportunities in our Batz HaStorot. Let's go back to the Yisod. Let's go back to what teaching Torah is about. Rav Moshe Zatzal in a tshuva, in Aruch Chaim Chelek Beis, Tshuva Gimel, quotes a Shagas Aryeh. We're going to talk about Birchas HaTorah for a couple of minutes. The Shagas Aryeh says, Halacha Maisa, Ber Halacha seems to pass in this way, Hilchos Birchas HaTorah. If a person has a suffix of whether they said Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaTorah is unique and different than all other brachos, because Birchas HaTorah is d'oraisa. And therefore, even though when it comes to Safik Durabanan, we say Safik Durabanan is Lakula, most brachos, if you have a Safik, aside from Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaTorah, you don't repeat. However, when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, you do. But the Shagas Aryeh has an interesting chiddush. Shagas Aryeh says the bracha that you repeat is only the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu. He says that the bracha d'oraisa of Kishem Hashem Ekra Lugodol Elokeinu is the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu. But there's a question on this that Ramesha deals with. What's the halacha by Birchas HaMazon? When it comes to Birchas HaMazon, if a person has a suffix of whether they bench Birchas HaMazon, so then, of course, the halacha is, they repeat, suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. But how many brachos do you repeat? Three of Birchas HaMazon are d'oraisa, and the fourth is only midrabbana. So the answer is, you repeat all four. Why? Because they're all me'ein, the hodah of Birchas HaMazon, they're all connected, and once min haTorah, you have to start, you finish all of them. The Achronim asks, so how's that different than Birchas HaTorah? You have the bracha of lasok b'divrei sorah, asher gisham sosim tzion lasok b'divrei sorah, and then you have another bracha of asher bochar banu. Both of them are clearly me'ein de Torah. If both of them are me'ein de Torah, then if you have to repeat Asher Bachar Banu, then you should have to repeat Asher Kitchon Sosa Vitzivon Lasa Kedivre Sarah. That's the kasha that Rav Moshe deals with. Rav Moshe says a beautiful yisod. Great Mar Makomos, maybe for you next year, for your chabura. Rav Moshe says as follows. He says, the bracha of Asher Kidshanu, the mitzvaysa, v'tzivonu, lasak, v'dereseira, is a birchas ha-mitzvah, just like every other one of the birchas ha-mitzvahs. That birchas ha-mitzvah is the rabbana. Asher boch harbanu mikolo amin v'nos alanu es Torah. So, that bracha is an entirely different mitzius. It's not like benching where all four brachas are me'en odah. The bracha of Asher Kidshanu Mitzvos and Tzivanu is the bracha, Birchas HaMitzvah, of one of the 613 mitzvahs, which happens to be Keneged Kulam, the most important of all, but it's a regular bracha midrabanan, a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. Asher Bachar Banu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us to be transformative, to be a different form, a different people, a different entity elevated through Torah, and we choose Talmud Torah back, in which our personalities are entirely transformed. That is the Bircha Shevach Vahoda, and that comes from Kichei Mashem Ekra V'Godol Elohim. They're entirely two different brachos, entirely two different brachos. In contrast to Bircha Samazim, they're all one Ma'ein Oda. Now the lesson of this is extremely profound, and we're about to begin a travel, the Siyata Dishmaya, in developing this Yisod that Rav Moshe said. We're going to travel together and try to find the kernel of what it is in the life of a mechanic in which his responsibility is not simply to teach his Talmidim, to be mekayim with them, the mitzvah of Limatem Osam as Beneichem, to give over to them the information of Talmud Torah, which is Keneged Kulam. But the most important feature is that in which Torah transforms the individual. Of course, you know that Reb Chaim said that that's why women are included in Birchas HaTorah just like men, because women have that same connection to Torah, albeit with different chiyuvei mitzvos, but the Asher Bachar Banu, that transformative quality of Torah is identical when it comes to men and women. The details of the mitzvah, of the component of the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, one of the 613 mitzvahs is different. But that's not what Asher Bachar Banu is. Hence the Shagas Aryeh says, if you have a suffix, you don't repeat the suffix on the Birchas HaMitzvah Talmud Torah. It's like every other Birchas HaMitzvah. But the transformative component of Asher Bachar Banu, that is unique. And that is the responsibility of a mechanic to give over to his Talmud. It's a challenge. Because the Gemara is the exact same Gemara. The Zelba Mishnah, the same Mishnah starts, Ha'isha Nikmis V'Shalosh Rachim, and every Talmud reads those four words. On the other hand, this week's parsha, Re'eh Anoichi Noisein Lefneichem Hayoin Brachel Klo, there's a responsibility that same Mishnah, that for everybody is in its plural, lifneichem, the responsibility of a Rebbe is to make it personal to the extent that the Talmud has that transformative experience, that it's re'eh, that it's unique to that particular Talmud. So what's the approach? How do we make sure that as mechanchim, when we go into the room, what we're giving to them is not only lifneichem, but it's the bechinas of re'eh. It's the bechina where that Talmud has that unique personal relationship to the point that his Talmud Torah transformed he or she is. I'm indebted to Rav Tzvi Rohn, who shared with me years ago in the Tiv Aryeh an amazing Baal Amor. Don't worry, we're not doing an Iyun Shir now. The Baal Amor is the Baal Hamor's Hakdama to Shas. I'm surprised that more people are not aware of it. Once he showed this to me, it's amazing. The Baal Amor describes that the essence, what we call today, colloquially referred to as a neshama, in Tanakh parlance, in the usage of Tanakh, is referred to as kavod. Ura kivodi. the kavod of an individual. And the Baal Amor begins describing that our chelek eloka mimal is the kavod, the dignity of a human being. Rav Ron used this to explain, but that's why kol malbim pnei chavero berabim is as if he had murdered him, because the moment in which someone undermines the kavod of someone else, then they're undermining their essence. But it's not that they're simply embarrassed, but rather you're undermining the essence of the chelek eloka mimal of that individual. So our tafkid in Re'eh, in giving over Talmud Torah to the point that the neshama is transformed, the kavod is transformed, it first of all is to remember, keep in mind, that that asher b'ach rabbanu is directly linked to the kavod of the Talmud. And there are two parts. One is clearly building the self-esteem of every single individual, emphasizing that when he comes into the classroom, when he comes into the chabura, there are not five boys that are sitting in front of you, 25 boys that are sitting in front of you. Each one of them is a re'eh amongst the lefneichem. That's number one. And then there's another part. And this part is going to segue to a sfas emes that I want to learn with you today that is absolutely critical in our generation. And the second part is his kavod, because he is a chelek of the Mesorah of Klal Yisrael. There's going to be a time, after 120, you're going to go to Olam HaEmes. I'm going to go to Olam HaEmes. Right? There are two things that are inevitable in life. Those are death and taxes. Here in Eretz Yisrael, they say they're not sure about the taxes part. Unfortunately. But our responsibility as mechanchim is to take the talmidim, just like our children, and make them the next part of the shalshalat haMesorah. And the talmidim need to feel that. They need to feel that they're a chelek of that, and that is the ultimate kavod. The ultimate kavod is the sense that the talmid is that next part of the shalshalat haMesorah. What does that mean? How do we go about doing it? What are the mediums? So actually, an obscure sfas emes, I think, is going to be extremely, extremely helpful. You have in front of you, Tav Resh Nun Vav. Now, like most amazing pieces of Chassidus, after you read it once, Chassidus is not meant to be learned linearly. You don't learn it in a straight line. What I'm going to do is take different parts of the sfas emes, not in order. We could elaborate on other occasions exactly what's unique about the structure of the Sefer sfas emes, which you don't have time for now. The sfas emes points out that the second parsha of Kriya Shema, V'hoyim Shemoya Tishmun, if you take a look at the first three lines, or after the first three lines, Im Shemoya Tishmu Pirish Rashi, Shemoya B'Yoshan Tishmu B'Chadash. Torah is old. Kabbalah HaTorah is ancient. The tafkid, the role of Torah Sheba'al Peh, and see how the sfas emes formulates it, it might not be exactly the way you visualize Torah Sheba'al Peh. The tafkid of Torah Sheba'al Peh is to take that which is ancient, Rashi says, and make it new, make it fresh. If you skip down, the sfas emes spells this out seven lines from the bottom. Ubekayach ze haitziu hachachamim mikayach el apoyel haTorah Sheba'al Peh. The role of learning with Talmidim, the role of Torah Sheba'al Peh, is taking something which is an ideal, which was supposed to apply to every time and every moment and every generation, and make it relevant. That's the kavod. The kavod is taking that which is Torah Shebechsav and making it part of Kihen Chayenu V'Orech Hamenu V'Our daily life. And you think about it, that's exactly what Torah Sheba'al Peh in general is. The Torah Kedusha says, Lo Yisav Asho Gedi B'Chalei V'Moy. What does Lo Yisav Asho Gedi B'Chalei V'Moy mean today? What does it mean when you have a factory that it has enzymes, and there are animal derivatives, and then there are milk derivatives. Das heis teresh about that. Teresh about that is the pshat of taking something which is in its idyllic form, in teresh b'ksav, and making it relevant. V'haya im shamaya tishma. And therefore, the responsibility of making a Talmud a chelek that kavod innate in each Talmud in the Masorah is number one, the first step that the Sfasem is saying. I'm going to say 3 points from the Sfasem is. Number one is making that which is Torah Shebichsav and turning it into a true Torah Shebichsav. That's number one. But Sfasem points out that there's another Lashon of Tishmu. And that is the Lashon of Ahoya Ekev Tishmu. And you all know Rashi that says, notice the Sasemis is very, very profound there. I can't elaborate again about the mechanics that the Sasemis uses. We'll have to do that another time. But the Sasemis is Medaye, that it's the same Tishmu'un. Vaya im Shama'a Tishmu'un, Vaya Ekev Tishmu'un. What did we say Tishmu'un means? Tishmu'u means to take that which is seems old and arcane and making it relevant. Now what the Sfasemis is going to do is going to point out that this Yisod is not only the Yisod of Torah Shabbat Peh, but this Yisod is also the essence of every individual's Avodas Hashem Biprat. Every individual. Ukimokein, three lines from the bottom on the first page. Ukimoikein, b'chol adam b'prat. Kol yimei chayiv tzarech lasot b'toiru mitzvah. V'yischarechivu ador. Remember, what did Chazal darshin? Chazal darshin, those things that the heel walks upon. In other words, what individuals don't take seriously, zeu mitzvah iskalo shedosh ba'akava v'eina mevim etchila eich yesh b'zeh mitzvah. Just like the Talmud initially experiences Torah Shebichsav as not relevant to him, so too you and I have the mitzvos ha'odam asher dosh ba'akavav. There are those mitzvos that just don't speak to us, are not relevant to us. Ube'emes, however, kisha oisik ben kol yomam zoche shiyizgalilo masos mitzvah. And here's a critical point. Just like when it comes to Torah Shabbat Peh, the tafkid of Torah Shabbat Peh is to create ischadshus of Torah Shebichsav, so too, life is a process in which those things that seem irrelevant to us, if a person perseveres, if a person works, eventually those things that at times seem something that wasn't entirely relevant, they become relevant to us. So the Tishmu'un, says the Sfas Emes, is not only the Yashan with Torah Shabbat Peh that creates his Chadshus, but also Tishmu'un could reawaken a deeper and more profound understanding of Dvarim Shahad Ekev Dashba. What the Sfas Emes is saying over here is another very, very, very important Yisod in Tishmu'un. And the Yisod that the Sfas Emes is saying is that when it comes to Avodas Hashem is a process. And it's not a result. And when a person begins that process in Avodas Hashem, the things that seem initially so foreign can become much more part of his neshama and his nefesh. That's number two, the second point the Sfas Emes makes. And finally, the last point, two lines from the top. Ube'emes kala oilam ubeloi male mitzvahs ke'akol l'chvoy da'ibara. Sasemes says that when it comes to this bechina of being mekadesh, even those things asher dosh ba'akavav, is not only in regards to mitzvahs that are not relevant, but it's also in regards to those things that are part of the human existence that people don't associate with spirituality. And here's a critical, critical line. Ki akol l'chvoy da'ibara. Everything is made for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is made for Avodas Hashem. Kach HaTorah, eight lines down. shenikra reishis ubanivra kol ha'olam tzrichim b'nei Yisrael laharchiv or haTorah ad ha'ekev. The last part of Avodas Hashem, which is a very critical part of Chinuch today, is to show that every part of the human existence is Avodas Hashem. So Sfasemis says, Asher Dosh Be'ekev is not only those mitzvos that we don't understand, but Asher Dosh Be'ekev are those things that a person hasn't learned, hasn't found the right kli, the right utensil, to be able to show how every part of the human existence is a service of Kudsha Brichu. The Sfasemis concludes in a way that's very reminiscent of Rav Kook. Va'oz Yegula Shleima B'Merav Yameinu. He says that's what creates the Geula. Geula is about taking every part of the human existence and being the Kaddish. Now there are three very powerful messages that came out of this Sfasemis. And we're going to argue is that is why the Torah HaChassidus is also so critical today. Sfasemis has said three different points. Number one, he's reoriented what is central in Torah Sheba'al Peh. Torah Sheba'al Peh is not simply teaching the Talmud the structure of the Gemara, which for sure it is. But Torah Sheba'al Peh is making the Talmud a chelek, a part of the process of the Torah. We're arguing that's the essence of the kavod of a Talmud above and beyond his self-esteem. Number two, what the Sfasemis is emphasizing is that growth in Torah and mitzvahs, we have to somehow to convey to Talmidim, is going to take time. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. It's a process. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges we have today. How to convey to Talmidim that something that they don't understand, if they persevere in 10 years from now, they will. I mentioned to the Talmidim that Zelig Epstein, when he came back from Eretz Yisrael 25 years ago, told his son-in-law, Rav Mordechavitz, the Stipler's Zoom can learn it. The Stipler's son knows how to learn. Rav Mordechavitz, Al Vashalom, said to me, he realized at that moment, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, for his father-in-law, was still in single A or double A. In the Torah world, when he's 60, he at the time was maybe 60, 65 years old. In the Torah world, when you're 60, 65 years old, you're just starting out. There are so many things that are at our ekev, that are at our heel, because we haven't yet reached the point that Torah has permeated every single part of who we are. And that takes time. And that, the Sfasemis says, starts with being with Sarif, the neshama, that begins with the moth, the Baal HaTanya speaks about this as well, to the point of the ekev. And that's a process. That's something that needs to be conveyed. Somehow it needs to be conveyed to the Talmidim that there's a process that's going on. It's not about the results. And of course, grades and finals and so on, all those things undermine. I'm not suggesting to get rid of them, but it has to be thought out how we convey to the Talmidim this Bechina in which the Torah that begins at the Mayach is a process that reaches throughout Ada Ekev, Ada Sofa. And the final part, which is probably the most important, that particularly Chassidus emphasizes, is Asher Dosh Be'ekev, the challenge is not only those mitzvos that we don't understand, but like he said three lines from the top, Ube'emes kol ha'olam u'loi moli mitzvos ka'kol ha'floi be'kvara. That our last hafkid on the Chanchim is to show that it's not just simply an Isha Nignes v'shalosh drachim that we're trying to give over to Talmidim, but rooted in those words, that Isha Nikna Speshal Shtrafim is every part of the human existence. Particularly, in this case, in the Sefer Kedushin, how we relate to women. It's an opportunity. Opportunity. Let's go a little deeper. Let's put it in a broader context. I want to argue something today that I mentioned casually to Talmidim. A part of what the Sfasemis is driving home is extremely, extremely relevant to some of the challenges that we're all aware of that relate to the Talmidim that's in front of us. But I'm not going to talk about the part that most people talk about. One day, when intellectual Jewish history is going to be rewritten, I have no doubt that people will notice that the reawakening of Hasidus, particularly in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elkanan, is going to be directly connected. Just think about this. The time in which the internet became prevalent in usage amongst young men and young women, the moment in which Hasidus began to raise itself up. By the way, as far as the awakening of Hasidus in our yeshiva, so I told Rav Moshe Weinberger the story. The story is at my bris. I come from Hasidim. As a child, I grew up with often going to Rav Yitzchak Lubavitcher, that our family goes back generations connected to Amshinov. And Amshinov Rebbe was at my bris. My father is a mixture. He comes from Hasidim, but he learned in Eretz Yisrael. And he also has a PhD in economics. He wasn't planning to send me to a Hasidic yeshiva, even though we felt very close. So the Rebbe of Amshinov, after my bris, he was my sandik. He turned to my father and he said to him in Yiddish, Ervekeitzim a Hasidic yeshiva. He's going to go to a Hasidic yeshiva. My father didn't back down. And he said, Ervekeitzim a yeshiva. He's going to go to a yeshiva. To which the Rebbe said again, Ervekeitzim a Hasidic yeshiva. Which my father retorted, Ervekeitzim a yeshiva. My father said, he told me this always as I grew up, the story. He said, three times I went back and forth, and always made the closed story. And then I realized that I went to a Hasidic yeshiva. That even one day, Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elkanan would become a Hasidic yeshiva. Now, Hasidic yeshiva, what I'm talking about, is not chayis and long coats. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about something that Hasidus speaks to, that the Sfas Emes emphasizes, that you'll find in Sifrei Musar and Litvisher Svarim, but it's not as obvious. It's something that's not as potent. And in our generation, the challenge is potent. Now, the two challenges that are the first one's the most obvious one, which now I'm not going to just talk about, and that's the challenge of Kedusha. And Hasidus talks about the challenges of Kedusha in a more obvious and a more open way than other Sfarim do. That is number one. Ein kam mokom laharif. But we're talking about Chinuch. Not only from Kedusha only, but other parts as well. And there's something else that the internet introduced. And that is the challenge of feeling significant in a world where every bit of information is at your fingertips. If one thinks about it, that in itself is absolutely overwhelming. The world is overwhelming. And all of what you have at your fingertips is everything in the world, every bit of information, but without the appropriate kli, without the appropriate spiritual utensil to be able to hold it, to be able to process it, to give it meaning. To give it meaning. The Sfas Emes talks about that Avodas Hashem is giving meaning to every single part of the human existence. And now I'm not talking about learning. I'm talking about the challenge of having too much and not having the appropriate kli. I'll give you an example. I, as a child, was attached to Don Mattingly. I felt very much connected. Of course, it was my dimyon. There's no reality at all to that whatsoever. But there was room for imagination. There was a room for focus. I even had the appropriate kli to be able to process it on some level. Nowadays, when a child is overwhelmed with everything, I don't even think there is that level of attachment even to the sports figures. In other words, young men and young women are looking, they're looking for the kli to be able to hold everything in the world that's out there. Melo haaretz u'kvodo. So the information of the world is the mayim, And Torah, and Chassidus speaks about this all the time, Torah is the kli in which one is able to hold, to contextualize that information. And therefore, particularly today, when a Talmud, if a Talmud is sitting in front of you, he could just click on his phone, on the daf that you're on, and frankly, as good as Rabbein, you and I are, he's going to find somebody in the internet. It'll take him 1 minute to find someone in the internet who's better than both of us. So then what is our tafkid? What's our role? Our role is to be able to create the spiritual personality that's be able to hold that Torah. That spiritual personality that is lost, that is so scattered. And it's no longer simply enough to be mekayim asher kicham sosim tzivanu lasot b'divrei Torah. The essence of the din d'oraisa is the asher b'char banu. That's the essence. That's the tafkid. And that's where the kabbal comes from. So I want to argue today that our challenge, the challenge of technology, is actually our greatest asset. The challenge of technology is our greatest asset because deep down every young man and every young woman knows that they need the appropriate kli to be able to hold Melah Haaretz of Fogo. And that's what Chassidus particularly gives. Of course, it's not going to be able to do it without a Melas Batorah. Without a Melas Batorah, you're not going to be able to have a kli that's able to be machzik. I want to conclude with a story. This story really typified the challenge of chinuch and the opportunities of chinuch 100 years ago. And I think it follows beautifully with what the yisod that we're trying to develop today. The Chafetz Chaim had a granddaughter. You're not going to read this in the art scroll books. But Simon Art had a granddaughter that was not religious. Story goes, I heard this from Rav Pinkus' daughter. When Rav Pinkus was alive, he went to a kibbutz where he found that one of the Chafetz Chaim's granddaughters had actually come from the Soviet Union. She was trapped in the Soviet Union for 60 years. And she came to Eretz Yisrael when the Soviet Union was open, when the Iron Curtain came down, and she was on a secular kibbutz. Rav Pinkus wasn't going to be mekarev her anymore. She was, at the time, in her 80s. Rav Pinkus wanted to speak to her, someone who could tell him something else about the Chafetz Chaim that we didn't know. She didn't have the video, but she had something that was much more than that. So at first, when Rav Pinkus found her with Rav Zaks, one of the Chafetz Chaim's great-grandsons, she refused to talk. She refused to speak. She even denied it. And then she said to her, you said to him, you know that this is really a painful topic for me. You can imagine Chafetz Chaim's granddaughter had been stuck in the Soviet Union, came to Israel living in a second kibbutz. A very, very complicated set of emotions over there. And finally she said to her Pinkus, okay, to exemplify a part of my life, I want to tell you one story, but with that, after I tell you this one story, I ask you to no longer shepherd me anymore, to bother me anymore. So Chafetz Chaim, she told her the story that related to her grandfather. She said, at age 16, she left Radin to study in university. Those days, studying in university didn't mean going to party. Those days, they really studied in university. And she said, I traveled from Radin at the time to Leningrad, I believe. And I was there for a couple of years. At 18 years old, I think she was studying engineering at the time. I actually enjoyed my studies. I would imagine she was still a religious girl and so on. She managed to stand her own, just like the Rav Zatzal stood his own when he was in Berlin. She said, even though I was happy there, I missed my parents and, of course, my grandfather. So I traveled back to Radin. And here she became very vivid. She said, you have to realize what the travel back from Leningrad at the time, which was already an advanced and modern city, was like going back from through Russia all the way through Lithuania home. She said, in Leningrad at the time, there were beautiful buildings. There were even powerful locomotives. There were cars. And I started traveling back to Radin. As I started coming back home, so the landscape entirely changed. There were no longer large buildings, only one-story homes. Eventually, the trains stopped. There was only horse and buggy. Eventually, there was no longer any electricity. And by the time I got to the outskirts of Radin, there wasn't even plumbing. It was late at night, and I came into Radin. And as the beautiful image goes of the shtetl, it was dark. But in the house of my grandfather, there was a candle burning. I figured my parents were probably already asleep. And my grandfather was still up learning. And I ran to my grandfather's home with both an emotion of tremendous excitement as well as questioning. I knocked on the door and I came in, and my grandfather was thrilled to see me. And after I gave him a hello, I don't know if they gave each other a hug and a kiss, After I gave him a big hello, I said to my grandfather, Sabe Kedish Lechavitz Chaim, I couldn't hold myself back after 3 minutes. And I said to him, Grandfather, do you know that in Leningrad today, there's an absolutely beautiful city? And do you know what I'm studying? So many profound things in science and technology. And here I couldn't hold myself back. And I said, Zayda, you sit over here with a small candle in your own svarim. Don't you realize that there's a big, beautiful world out there? Now, Chavetz Chaim, according to the tradition from Pinchas, didn't answer with kanos. He didn't say it's all treif. The legend in the yeshivas is, this is a legend, that the Chavetz Chaim said, Ich weiß das, my tochter, I know this, my daughter. And one day, they're going to send the man to the moon in 50 years from now. That's the legend. That he predicted they're going to send the man to the moon. Here's the punchline. Aber da in Dorten, they learn in euch the Viazoi Gate Welt. They learn how the world works. Aber da in Radin machen wir Menschen. But here in Radin we make mention. And that word mention can't be translated except Tzelem Elokim. The tafkid in our generation is that we're well aware that what's at the fingertips of our Talmidim is absolutely amazing. Full of Toma, and also full of tremendous potential. Full of tremendous Kedusha. Aber da in Yeshiva machen wir Menschen. But here in Yeshiva we make it Tzelem Elokim. Here in Yeshiva we create the kli that has the ability of Kol Ha'aretz Malo Foda, that's able to take everything in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world and give it the appropriate context. And that the internet will never be able to do. And therefore, our tafkid as mechanchim starts with the recognition that in the previous generation, it could very well be that Rabbeim were able to come in with the mode of Asher Kitshonu b'mitzvoysa v'tzivonu lasek b'divrei Seira, that my tafkid is to teach the Talmidim Talmud Torah k'neged kulam, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, all the information of Talmud Torah. And what happened was ipso facto, the Talmidim found their own utensils to create the Asher Bachar Banu, which was the most critical part of Talmud Torah, which is the Kishem Hashem Ekra. And once upon a time, the Talmidim found that kavod inside of themselves by naturally becoming part of that process of the Chachmei Masorah. They naturally found that self-esteem. But today's generation, it's so much harder when it's so much more overwhelming. And therefore, Asher Bachar Banu is a mechayi for us to give over the kavod that the Baal HaMor describes in his Akdama. And therefore, the responsibility of the Rebbe is these three parts that the Sfas HaEmes had said, to make
the Torah Shabbat Bel alive, then it not just be some piece of information that they can get off of their phones, that they themselves have that kavod to be a chelik of the Messiah. To realize that it's not simply about information that one gets off of one's phone. To realize that the most critical part is the process, not the result. The process in which, from the Rosh, where the Neshama starts, Ada Okev, is a Chelek Elokam Imam. And those mitzvahs that we don't understand, eventually, if a person works through Amelus Ketorah, every single part of Ramach Yivarim Chesag Eden could be sanctified. That's how we really make Am Yisrael, the Am Anifar, Shebach Arbam and Kolam. Rabbi Osai, you encountered a tremendous, tremendous experience this summer. I hope it whetted your appetite to have a desire to be a chelik in the process of Masorah. Not necessarily to become professional mechanim, but it's a tremendous challenge in our generation. Dal Nachim mentioned, whether you become a lawyer, a doctor, or Shef Rishnika says, whether you're a lawyer, a doctor, or an Indian chief, whatever you become, whatever you do, to realize that this generation is a tremendous opportunity that is thirsting for the Hadracha. And the Hadracha has been transformed. It's no longer the Hadracha simply of Lasa V'Divei Seira. That's Asher Bachar Banu to be mentioned. The result that they bring out itself, no, it came inside every one of our families.